Here we're live. We're live.
Good evening, everyone. I would like to call the January 24th, 2022 meeting of the University City City Council to order at 6:31 p.m. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Thank you. Councilmember Klein.
Here.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Mayor Crow.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you had the agenda during the study session, no one had mentioned any changes. Are there any changes in the last hour to the agenda? If there are none, a motion to approve. Motion made by Mr. Hales and maybe seconded by Mr. Clay, or he may have been just adjusting his camera. Seconded by Mr. Clay. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. There are no proclamations. You now have before you these draft minutes from the study session regarding the gunshot detection software. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Ms. Klein, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. You have before you the regular minutes of the January 10th, 2022 meeting. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Cusick. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. There are no appointments, nor is there any swearing in this evening. We have received two public comments, of which all, I believe, the city clerk has provided that to all members of council. So we appreciate the citizens who have taken the time to contact us with their comments and their concerns. And again, to the those who are watching or who may watch this later, please do not hesitate to contact us with questions or concerns or comments that will benefit our community. You have before you now a public hearing. I will open the public hearing for a liquor license for In Da Loop at 6665 Delmar Suite 100B at 6:34 p.m. There were no public comments for this public hearing. Thus, I will close this public hearing at 6:34 p.m. We will now move forward to the consent agenda. There are four items on the consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Hales, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. Mr. Rose, City Manager Rose, just a quick question, and that is, I do appreciate you answering the question I asked earlier, and that was, why wasn't the third ward included in that? And the answer was that the study was done in 2020. Also, under this grant, is the third ward included in that? Is the question I didn't ask. I'm sorry.
Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson. Yes, the entire city is included. If you're referring to the tree removal.
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. Yes.
Yes, that will be included. The third ward was actually the first ward that we conducted the tree inventory in, and that occurred around fiscal year 2020.
Thank you, sir.
Any other questions? Hearing none, those in favor of affirming the consent agenda, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and council members, this first item asks that you receive a presentation related to the River to Payers project that we are working with the Army Corps of Engineers on. I am asking for approval to notify the Army Corps study team of University City's direction to pursue a locally preferred plan. And we have Public Works Director Sinan Appleson that will present this item. Mr. Appleson.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Mayor Crow, council members, good evening. The item discusses the locally preferred plan, as Mr. Rose put it. That is a deviation from the tentatively selected plan that you were presented with on October the 25th in council study session. This item has been discussed and reviewed by the Commission on Stormwater Issues since that presentation on October the 25th. We wrote a letter to the Army Corps on November the 5th, indicating some areas of concern. They responded. The commission at their regular monthly meetings continued the discussion per the comments that we received from the Corps. And as a result, it is the tentatively selected plan based on the National Economic Development Plan that governs the Army Corps study that requires the plan selection based on the maximum annual net benefits is not recommended by the Commission on Stormwater Issues and staff. The reasons for that is that the two areas where University City wanted changes or revisions on this plan were flexibility in its implementation of the NED plan, the core selected plan, to include properties that are better defined in University City based on the stormwater commissions and locally available data. And the other problem with this selection of the properties was its high cost and the benefit that it provides to the community. The resulting study has about 47 properties in it, in addition to a structural improvement that is the detention basin number 4 in the city of Overland. And these 47 properties with varying levels of improvement to them has a total cost of about $25 million. That makes it really, if we do the simple math, it comes up to about almost $500,000 per structure. And but yet these structures, the list, at least as one example, doesn't include an area like Westover Apartments where frequent flooding incidents occur. And so the commission worked with the Corps in an attempt to find a solution that would meet both parties' needs, but it was not available as a result. So the commission with staff, what we decided on was to still use a part of the plan that the Corps developed, that is a detention basin in the city of Overland, detention basin number 4. And this detention basin provides benefits to our community in that it reduces the flood water service surface elevations within the reaches in University City all the way down to Pennsylvania Bridge, and incorporate that component into a locally preferred plan. but not take the Army Corps identified tentatively selected plan as a whole and commit to that. For that, the process requires an approval by University City as the project sponsor to give for the locally preferred plan so that the Army Corps starts their process of requesting a waiver for that and get it ready by the time they will hold a meeting with their vertical team, the team that they report to in the end of February. This is where we are in terms of the proposed solution and the recommended choice in University City, and the total cost of establishing a detention basin in the area of Woodson Road Park in the city of Overland, right outside of our boundary on Woodson Road, is $9,670,000, of which University City's participation, once Congress approves an authorization of funds for this project, would be 35%. That is about $3.5 million. And I know these questions have come up before. That is still several years down the line, something like that, to make this funding ready for. And in the meantime, the city of Overland is in talks with the National Park Service about the availability of acquisition of the park, Woodson Road Park, to establish that detention basin at the location. As Mr. Rose stated, the recommendation is approval for notifying the Army Corps team of University City's direction to pursue a locally preferred plan in this project, and I'm available for any questions.
Are there questions from members of council?
Yes, sir, I have a comment I would like to make.
Tim, go ahead, Councilmember Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I'd just like to reiterate that everything that Mr. Alpasan stated is very true, that the commissioners spent many, many long hours discussing all the different aspects of the tentatively selected plan and looking at the various issues that the plan proposed, as well as many of the commissioners went out, our commissioners went out throughout University City in the flooded areas and did measurements, took recordings, et cetera, to ascertain how much the tentatively selected plan really matched what the needs of University City are. And essentially, there was a great discrepancy in what the tentatively selected plan was in regards to what was really needed in University City. So I'm very proud of the work that the commissioners did in addressing all of those issues and looking at every and each key aspect of the tentatively selected plan before they moved to the recommendation of going the next step to looking at a locally preferred plan. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Clay.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. So Director Alpasan, I'm trying to get my head around, for given one who has not been immersed in, that's probably not the best term, one who has not been studying this as our commissioners have or as our staff has, if you could articulate in the most succinct way possible the differences between the tentatively selected plan and the locally preferred plan. What are the key differences, if that can be done in a succinct manner?
Councilmember Clay, the tentatively selected plan actually includes the locally preferred plan. So the locally preferred plan is just taking one component of the tentatively selected plan, and that may the decision of locally preferred plan makes that pretty much our plan. The two components in consideration here are the structural component, that is the detention basin number four in the city of Overland, and the non-structural component, that is filling basements of residential properties, buying out residential properties, and flood-proofing commercial properties. And so the option that we are not adopting if this decision is approved out of the tentatively selected plan is that non-structural portion that in total costs approximately $25 million. And the rest of it is the part that is the detention basin is the part that is proposed for adoption to make it a locally preferred plan.
So is there anything that happens with those properties if we are, if our proposal is to jettison the $25 million worth of remediation, I guess, that's proposed?
So the,
or is that necessary?
The non-structural properties, those improvements are certainly necessary in University City. And the commission's recommendation includes pursuing the flood-proofing and buyout items in the tentatively selected plan as outlined by the Army Corps, but by other funding.
Oh, okay. And what is that other funding, just so I'm clear?
Other funding options are SEMA, FEMA funding. There are different options from the Metropolitan Planning Agency that can be considered for this type of purpose. And there are possibilities of congressional earmarks that are that will also be used in the future.
Okay, thank you.
Ms. Klein.
Yeah, I just wanted to clarify. So my understanding is the non-structural portion of the of this project is, you know, the difference between $25 million and $9 million, and is part of the thinking of the commission that that $16 million can be whittled down, and then, you know, funded from, you know, the different sources that you talked about.
Councilmember Klein, the total plan cost, if we went with the Army Corps plan, is about 34 million. And so the 10 million of it is the detention basin, and the 25 million of it is the non-structural solutions. And so, yes, like you indicated, the commission feels that it can be done perhaps more economically and a bit also more equitably in our community. We were to pursue a non-structural plan based on the data and the study results of the Army Corps in University City ourselves.
Thank you.
Any other questions of Mr. Alpazlan or of City Manager Rose? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to approve these University City City Manager's direction to pursue a locally preferred plan as per the Stormwater Task Force or Stormwater Commission now. Councilmember Cusick is a make the motion. Is there a second? Seconded by Ms. Klein. Is there additional discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rose.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, this next item asks that you approve a liquor license for Asset Services LLC doing business as Duluth, 6665 Delmar Boulevard, Suite 100B. We have our finance director, Mr. Cole, with us if you have questions on this item.
Are there questions of the city manager or of Mr. Cole regarding this liquor license? Hearing none, is there a motion to approve? Mr. Cusick, thank you. Is there a second by Mr. Hales? Is there any discussion at this time? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. There is no unfinished business. We'll now move to new business. Prior to the introduction of Bill number 9451 into its first reading, I'm going to ask the city attorney, Mr. Mulligan, to explain the background as this bill moves forward.
Thank you, Mayor, members of the council. This bill is a compensation bill. In the packet, the various tables for the new compensation schedules are in it, but inadvertently omitted were pages dealing with overtime, longevity, and regular rate of pay. Those pages were all approved by the council in ordinance number 7168 last month. They simply were inadvertently not included in the packet. So the city clerk has the complete bill on file. So this is a matter of information. When the council introduces this bill, it will include those three pages previously approved that simply were not in the packet.
Thank you very much. Who would like to introduce? Mr. McMahon. Ms. Reese, may we have the first reading?
Bill 9451, an ordinance fixing the compensation to be paid to city officials and employees as enumerated herein from and after its passage and repealing ordinance number 7168.
Thank you very much. We'll now move forward to council reports and business. Any reports from my colleagues? Hearing none. Council comments. Any council comments this evening? Mr. Hales.
I just have one. I want to be brief with it. I do want to thank all of our police officers and firefighters from U City and firefighters from a number of other municipalities who responded to the Parkview apartment flooding and evacuation and all of the efforts that took place to get those folks settled on a very cold night. Also, I wanted to recognize one of my neighbors, Larry Zelenovich, who's a member of the Volunteers and Police Service program with the police department. He sent a very, very nice email and praised the efforts of the police officers and fire department personnel from that evening for all of their efforts. I don't want to read the email because it was lengthy, but if it's okay with Ms. Reese and my colleagues, I'd like to send it to her to be included with the record of this meeting.
Sure. Thank you very much. I agree. I don't ever want my assure to be interpreted as brevity, and that I too appreciate the hard work of everyone who made that really truly evacuation relocation as painless as possible for people who needed it to be such. Any other comments? Mr. Smotherson.
Thank you, Mayor Crow. I don't have a comment specifically, but I do want to go back to, and I do apologize to everyone, I want to go back to the study session, and there's a question that I did forget to ask, and I think that is important for us, the public, to know, but for me. But in reference to City Manager Rose, with the cost of the estimate that Trevor's presented, I just a question that doesn't have to necessarily be answered now. I'll leave that up to you. But how is this going to be paid for in reference to the police station and that study session?
Honorable Mayor and Mayor Pro Tem Smotherson, the intention is to look at internal funds. We have, for the most part, very little to no debt for the city. So what is likely to be recommended is our certificates of participation, revenue bonds, basically. I think that we are in a very healthy financial position, so we'll be identifying those funds as a part of the budget process. But we have very little debt at this point.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Any other comments? Hearing none, I would welcome a motion to go into closed session according to Missouri Revised Statute 610.021, legal actions, causes of actions, or litigation involving a public governmental body and any confidential or privileged communications between that governmental body or its representatives or attorney. Is there such a motion? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Cusick.
Aye.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Aye.
Councilmember Clay.
Aye.
Councilmember Klein.
Aye.
Councilmember McMahon.
Aye.
Councilmember Hales.
Aye.
Mayor Crowe.
Aye. Thank you very much to the members of the public. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. The public session will adjourn into executive session. To my colleagues, do you want a 5-minute break? You want it less? I am very open here. Do you want to roll right in? Let's roll right in. We will adjourn the session and immediately begin the executive session. Thank you.